Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Youth. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Richard Villanueva brings forth the Word of God.
I want to read a scripture real quick. You know what? Can I get like a guitar, some keyboards, something playing in the background? I know you guys have been standing for a long time. But yeah, tonight, and we're getting ready just for what God's got next. School's coming up. Let me do this. I, as I often do, I have lost my Bible, so I need one of yours. Thank you, good sir. Ooh, you got the big one. Spirit-filled. Oh, my gosh. This brother hooked it up like an assault rifle in the spirit. Genesis 15. Kind of where I've been and the conversations I've been having. This is where we're going this weekend. And if you're not coming with us up the mountain this weekend, you're not going to miss nothing, man. Well, you will, but but it'll still be good down here. Because I believe the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. The God of San Bernardino is the God of Yucaipa, is the God of Mentone, is the God of Highland and Riverside, is the God of Grand Terrace, Wawood, and the God wherever it is you live. And it says in Genesis 15, when it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to a man named Abram in a vision, saying, don't be afraid. Tonight, don't be afraid. Abram, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. God doesn't want to get you more stuff. God wants to get you more God. Because he is our reward. God is the answer to your prayer. But Abram said, God, Lord, what will you give me, seeing that I go childless? And the heir, the servant of my house, name is Eliezer of Damascus. It's not related to me. I got to give him all my stuff. Abram said, look, you've given me no offspring. Indeed, somebody born in the house is my heir. Behold, the word of the Lord came. This one shall not be your heir, but the one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. What God just said is, Abram, he said, your worst nightmare will not come true. All of everything you're afraid of, it's not going to happen. That's what that little conversation's about. Abram says, nothing's going wrong. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I will go eat some worms. And God says, no, you don't have to eat those worms. No. He's in there. You should look. He says, behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And then in verse 5, he says, God brought him outside and said, look towards heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And God said, so shall your descendants be. In verse 6, Abram believed in the Lord, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. See, here's what we're singing, what we're talking about. Is we are talking about dreams coming true, about broken things being fixed. We are talking today. Talking about a God who gives us the things we don't deserve. Not the things we want. Not the things we think we need. But we're talking about a God who gives us the real thing, the true things, the things we didn't even know we needed. You see, Abram says, I want a baby. And God says, you don't need a baby. You need me. Abram says, cool, but I need a baby. God's like, all right, obviously you're not going to get it. Obviously you don't see it. I'm giving you the answer. So how about I give you what you really need? And then I'll give you what you want to. And they say that on a clear night, you might, maybe, could count 8,000 stars in the sky. Wow. What 8,000 things do you want? Just a short Christmas list. God says, if you can count all the stars in the sky, that's all the answers I have to the prayers you're praying. Wow. And I'll bet you 7,999 of them have something to do with his relationship with the Lord. Maybe one of them has to do with that baby. You see, tonight, I don't know where you're at. Tonight, I don't know how much you know about the Bible. But I know tonight, you may not realize this, but your name's Abram. Might as well just start writing that on your papers. Your name's Abram. And I know you need something, but God's got something better than what you need. He's got something that'll get you what you need. Something that'll be more than what you need. Something that'll make what, imagine this, something that will make what you need something you don't even need anymore. Could you imagine that? Something that makes what you think you need, you don't even need it anymore. That's how good it is. Wow. But Abraham had to do something. It was really hard. Abraham had to believe. Didn't have to be good or nice. Didn't have to take out the dog and bring in the cat. All he had to do was believe God. And that's the hardest thing because it's trusting. Sometimes trusting is the hardest thing out there. I know I've tried it. So the question tonight then, I guess, is, are you willing to trust God? You know, we sing a song like Spirit Break Out. We sing a song like More and More. But those songs only work when you really do trust God. And you know you trust God is when you actually live like it. Because the decisions you make are based around what you really believe. So tonight, take that step and believe God. What do you mean, Pastor Richard? Well, tonight I mean, if you really believe this, then you need to go home tonight and you need to pray and begin to count those stars and ask God. Tomorrow when you wake up and the stars are gone and you begin to forget what happened, when you were counting, when the sun comes up and washes away the stars and you can't count anymore and you can't see God's promises because it's too bright outside, need to trust. The sun will go down and you'll see those stars again. So tonight, let the walls break down. Tonight, trust God like you never have before. Tonight, do something about it and talk to your mom and do something about it and wake up early tomorrow and get into your word tomorrow. Tomorrow, talk to somebody you don't like and talk to them like you like them. Ooh. Trust God and trust people again. Because you have 8,000 stars in that sky and God's waiting to put a name on every one of them with what he wants to do in your life. So Abram, you ready to pray? Abram, are you ready to believe God? Abram, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to try something new and different and to go out on a limb and trust a God that you can't see? Because I am. You know, Father God, Lord, in this place tonight, I pray for each and every person in this room, including myself, God, that you would help us to be trustable, people who trust you. God, I pray that tonight as we walk out of this room and we look up into our smoggy sky, that he would help us to find at least a few stars. Not to wish on. We're not here to wish on stars. We're not here to look for a shooting star and think nice thoughts. We're here, Lord, to look beyond the stars to the one who put them in there, in place with his fingertips. Because each and every one of those stars praises your name. So God, help us to dream again. Help us to pray like we've never prayed before. God, to pray with vigor and to pray with life and to pray in such a way, God, that we don't fall asleep in our prayers, but God, maybe we're waking people up in our prayers. Because God, let this be an Abram generation that is willing to look to the sky and say, that's not the limit. Beyond the stars is our limit. So, Father, tonight, renew and reinvigorate us with a new way of believing and trusting you. Because, God, tonight, let our name be Abraham, a father of many great things. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Now, tonight in this place, we're going to wrap up and sing another song or something like that.
We want to thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.